It is International Women's Day, a day of celebration, honoring all the women that have made a difference in your life. And I feel like I'm a teacher right now. Yesterday, I said to producer John, producer Sean, and Raven, I said, tomorrow, why don't we each pick an inspirational woman in our lives? And it looked like deer in headlights. It was like,
No. What happened was, is you said we couldn't pick family.
Well, right.
Everybody immediately had an answer.
Mom.
Their mother, Mom. Their grandmother. Right.
Right.
But you said no family, so that changed things.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be like a leader in the community besides your mom, right? So let's start with you, producer Sean. Who did you select?
So I went with Amy Poehler, a.k.a. Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation. Mm.
I would like to be president someday, so no, I've not smoked marijuana. I ate a brownie once at a party in college. It was intense. It's kind of indescribable, actually. I felt like I was floating. Turns out there wasn't any pot in the brownie. It was just an insanely good brownie.
I love that character. I think that entire series is like, she just accomplishes so much. You know, I think she's an inspiration, and she's hilarious.
It's not real life, though.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a character.
Thank
you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Now, this is where you're going to feel a little bit upset, Sean, because I also selected Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I selected Amy Poehler because she's a leader for women when it comes to comedy and all the things that she's done. I've never related to a woman more than when I read her book. And here's actually a quote from her being her at the Harvard graduation where she spoke.
All I can tell you today is what I've learned, and that is this. You can't do it alone. As you navigate through the rest of your life, be open to collaboration. Other people and other people's ideas are often better than your own. Find a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Spend a lot of time with them, and it will change your life.
That's Amy Poehler, not Leslie Knope.
I don't know. I give Sean an A and you a B, Anna, because he said it first.
Back away from this conversation.
Yeah, I think you should really watch yourself right there.
Hey, he said it first. I don't know.
I mean, I could go on a long list of Amy Poehler accolades. I certainly can, but I'm going to skip that. John, who did you choose?
I chose Carol King.
Why can't I do anything I want to do, you know? Go for it. I feel that that's something that I want to say to people. My whole attitude was, someone's going to get the thing or the opportunity that I was looking for. Why not me?
I like that.
My grandmother used to say that all the time.
Yep. We're talking about somebody who became a professional songwriter when she was 16 years old, got out of an abusive relationship later in life. I mean, we say later in life, she was 28 years old, but then restarted her career, put out Tapestry, which is a famous, incredible, inspirational album in 1971. Still didn't get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame until 2021, which is a crime.
A+, John.
It's a crime.
Good selection.
Wow. All right.
Raven.
I can do his passion there.
Who is your International Women celebration today?
You know what? I had a couple people on the outside looking in. You know what? Honestly, it seems like almost like a layup, but I felt like Michelle Obama is still just such a great choice to me. I mean, when you look at everything that's been going on in the world over the last decade or something like that, you're looking for somebody with some elegance and grace to kind of carry themselves. It's not even her belief systems. It's really just the fact that she's a person that seems approachable that you could have a conversation with and that would have impact on you.
Who are you going to be? How you plan to live your life every day? How are you going to respond when you don't get that job you had your heart set on? These are the moments that define us. Not the day you get the promotion, but the times that force you to claw and scratch and fight just to get through the day. When you get knocked down and you're wondering whether it's even worth it to get back up. Those are the times when you've got to ask yourself, who am I going
to
be?
Let's go to dinner, Michelle. Just hang out for a while. We can go shopping. We can do anything. We just talk about whatever and I'm going to walk away a better person.